Just encourage everybody, come on out. And we've had great crowds. We've had great home support. And I just want to thank all the fans and just really encourage you to get out and get a break. And I know we're going to have an event in May here coming up, and maybe a couple of them. I was thinking of having a breakfast, Dirk.
No, it's up to you.
I don't know if I had a breakfast for anybody to get season tickets today or not with some of our players and our coaches. We probably should, shouldn't we?
Well, you got to make a yes or no decision.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. So anybody who actually is listening out there, spread the word that anybody who buys their season tickets today by the time that the ticket office closes, that we'll entertain you and have a breakfast sometime in June. We'll have it in June with the coaches and a couple of our players, and we'll do all the everything. We'll have it in our lounge. We'll have it in our the Gary Begg room, which is a very nice room in the rink, and we'll look forward to hosting you. So I'm putting that offer out today, and we will actually serve, Dirk, also. So.
Well, here's the number to call. It's 487-2073. That's the Central Ticket Office number. They will take calls over the phone, purchases over the phone.
Sure. And anybody does it online, does it today, we'll have records of that, and just make sure we get all the information where we can contact you, and we'll look forward to
this
it.
This might be the first breakfast with the Huskies promotion we've ever done.
Yeah, well, and it's spur of the moment. I mean, I don't know if my boss will be happy, but here we go. Another encouragement to try and get your tickets today, and I cook a mean pancake, so whether you want chocolate chips in there, raisins, whatever, we can accommodate you. But we'll look forward to that. So I hope some people get their tickets today, and we'll look forward to having breakfast with you in June.
All right. Well, we do have a couple of questions, Coach. I wanted to ask you about Coach Rock. People are wondering about Damon Whitten.
Sure.
What can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, it's no secret that, obviously, unfortunately, Jim Rock was let go from a coaching job at Lake Superior. And, he's a good coach, and he'll end up on his feet, and he'll do a real good job. And, he attracted some good players to Lake Superior State. One, Kevin Churchman, who played there this year, played with the Islanders after his season was done. So Jim did a good job there, but unfortunately, it's time to move on, and he'll end up on his feet somewhere. But Damon Whitten has applied and interviewed for the opening at Lake Superior State, and we wish Damon all the best. I know he's anxious and ready to be a head coach, and he's one of the, I think, five finalists for that job. So, and just like good players, as you get good people and good coaches, they're going to have opportunities to move on too. So fully support Damon in this effort, and hope it works out like he wants it to.
All right, and again, the phone number to call for the Central. I just hope
you got your tickets yet, Dirk?
I just hope people start calling. 487-2073. And it's breakfast with the Huskies.
Well,
and
Billy McCault, he can really cook too.
Yeah,
you witnessed that firsthand. So
yes.
We'll have a lot of fun. And like I said, I just hope some people take us up on it today and get their tickets.
We only got about a minute left, Coach. But Florek scoring a fluky goal against the Wings yesterday. NMU player. What are your thoughts on the whole playoffs so far in the NHL?
I really like San Jose, and I really like Boston. I'm a Detroit fan, but I think those two teams will play in the final. It's great hockey, some surprising scores, but like I said, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, and you can see just watching that St. Louis-Chicago series, or any of them, how physical they are, Boston, Detroit. It's great. It's great hockey.
It is. I have St. Louis beating Montreal in the finals there, Coach, as my bracket. So
Boston, San Jose, I'm calling here.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate it. We're going to do this again real soon, and appreciate your time and giving us a little bit more insight on what's going on in the sometimes seemingly secret world of off-season NCAA hockey.
Well, there's a lot going on. Our guys are working out right now 5 days a week, and we'll come back and track A and work out again, and Tyler Shalhoub's doing a great job there. Obviously, there's a lot going on. Recruiting is nonstop, and we look forward to releasing those names Wednesday. So just look out for that on our website, MichiganTechHuskies.com, and you'll see all our current players, how they're doing, and we're going to add a new one too on Wednesday.
Does your wife get upset with you now that you're home too much? Like, she wants you to be home when you're during the season, then now that you're here sometimes, go do something or get away.
Well, I have to be careful. No. But usually I try to take a peek at a playoff game here or there. But no, there's enough to do. And, like I said, I'm looking forward to getting out and obviously entertaining people for breakfast sometime in June. And we'll set that date. And I hope some people get their tickets.
All right. You heard it here. here, folks. Coach Pearson saying buy your tickets today for Michigan Tech season tickets. They're on sale for $225, and you get breakfast with the Huskies in June. And we'll announce that date for you once Coach knows what date that will be. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Mel Pearson here on Mix 93.